Well, I think coming in here, we knew what they were capable of, obviously, with the success they've had so far this year. But we really need to keep the momentum rolling that we've kind of had at home this year, you know, with these 50-plus point victories and defense playing very well. So we had to keep that going. But part of that was you know, slowing down their offense a little bit and taking advantage of you know, the opportunities which we had. I feel like we did that. Got after the quarterback early, forced a few turnovers, a few errant passes, throws, and really just took advantage of it. And anytime your offense is taking over the ball and putting up points, it puts them in a hole, and it's hard to get back from that.
How's week two inside linebacker experiment going in your mind?
It went well. You know, obviously, you know, when you're dealing with Philadelphia, it's a drastic change from Chicago last week, and the no huddle, hurry up, unbalanced zone read. So it definitely was, you know, kind of trial by fire this week. But you know, I think for the most part, we did well. We did a, you know, I'm not sure what the final statistics were, but did a pretty good job of shutting down that run and forcing them to be one-dimensional. I think they got us on a few screens early, but that was just trying to slow us down up front. Other than that, like I said, when you put up points that fast and you know, that early, it's hard for a team to come back from that.
You haven't allowed a lot of sacks all year, but you guys are not only getting sacks, but hits on Sanchez in the first half. How important was that, and did you guys think that you could get pressure on him?
We thought we might have our opportunities, but, you know, as with every game this year, it's all about stopping the run and taking advantage of those. You look at the guys in which we have who can get after the quarterback, it's pretty impressive. I don't think you can deny that. So once we have those opportunities, it's really about maximizing those. And I think we, as I just said, we did that early and often and you know, got them off the spot on a few and forced them to throw a few passes up there that we were able to take advantage of.
Clay, what's been the difference in this defense in your mind these past few games that you really started scouting the team?
You know, there's not much of a difference, you know, between these big victories and, you know, some of the losses in which we have. You know, it's all a mindset. And, you know, like I said, we just coming out, you know, off that loss to New Orleans, we have to decide what team we want to be. We've had huge victories and big defeats. So hopefully this is a trend in the right direction. You know, after, you know, reflecting over the bye week and understanding what we need to improve upon and what players specialize at and you know, it's really paid off these past 2 weeks. So we got to keep it going against a division rival next week in Minnesota, and you know, hopefully keep this thing going.
How about old man Peppers getting that next play? Another play to the game to be able to get it to the end zone.
Yeah,
he never stops.
Yeah, it's good to see that. I mean, he pretty much got a gift, but no, I mean, it's impressive to watch him play. Not only, you know, with you know, his pass rush and getting after the quarterback, but just, you know, as an all around athlete, especially at his size and strength and you know, kind of the what he commands on the football field. So it's fun to watch. It's fun to play with and on the opposite side, and I think it only makes his defense better.
Mike Neal says he's so big, throwing it right to him was a gift.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. But you know, the great thing about it is he took advantage of his opportunities, and I mean, that's two now for him, the interceptions for touchdowns. So those are huge, and obviously those are you know, what differentiates. I guess that, you know, the score at the end of the game is you know, defense coming up big.
And the fact that you're a middle linebacker and you're moving around, the offenses can't keep track of it, it kind of helps out your game, you think?
Well, I think anytime you kind of, you know, put me closer to the ball and not just on one side of the field or the other, I think it offers up more opportunities to make plays. I think historically that's why, you know, linebackers throughout the league will have a number of tackles and opportunities to make plays. But, you know, as I just said, you have to take advantage of them. And for the most part, I thought we did a good job of that, myself included. There's always room for improvement. Like I said, this week was a difficult task for any middle linebacker playing against that zone read, fast-paced, up-tempo offense. But, you know, because the film will speak for itself, I think we overall did a good job.
What did today's game mean to your defense? You faced a 7-2 Eagles squad that scored 45 points last week, and you shut them down while it was competitive early.
Well, it just shows that, you know, we got a very talented defense. And, you know, like I said, it's all about deciding which defense wants to show up. Like I said earlier, we've had games in which we've done fantastic on defense and games we've given up too much, whether that be passing, running, big plays, whatever it may be. So, you know, it seems like we're putting it all together at the right time. And November, December, when you know, teams need to start separating themselves from the pack.
Does it feel good to be rewarded for your good play here? With you can say you're in first place now again. It's been a while since you guys could say that.
Aren't we half a game behind?
Oh yeah, you're right.
So I can answer your question. Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we got to take care of what's in front of us with victories against good teams. But at the same time, you know, we need a little help from others around the league. But we got everything we want in front of us now, and you know, we just got to maximize on all that.